Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together. Hello again out there in the ethers of the multiverse. Lowly Yogi, Wild Joy here again, sharing. I thought today I would share my view. That's always a good place to begin, and I guess the auspiciousness of three and the first line of this will make its own sense. So I'm going to start. This is the view of the Lowly Yogi, Wild Joy. Whole Earth Rime. Three into one, triple goddess, one. Uma holder and wielder of the Vajra creative, one. World Rime is honoring the mother. In each and every system created and maintained by humans, there resides within a stream or lineage of honoring the mother. Honoring the mother, first and foremost, must be discussed from the view of a yogi, hero, warrior. A yogi of the mother has the hero's journey through the realm of beauty, and must practice the warrior's path of meeting each and every one of her laws with bodhicitta. This is the descent of the mother. The ultimate martial mind is bodhicitta. The journey of the yogi teaches the wanderer to meet it, not become it, and the warrior quickly discovers that bodhicitta, the pure middle way, is that which completes, pays the debts of all karmic patterns. Bodhicitta, the activity of the mother's love, is the means the yogi develops. Finding, stabilizing the vibration. This vibration is the ultimate means of the spiritual warrior. The descent of the mother gives us this vibration, this ancient pulse that belongs to no one system and underlines them all. What does it mean to honor the mother? Simply to hold her creation up in the vibration of love. Loving the mother as she would love her dearest child. Where there is illness, the yogi brings love. Where there is neglect, the yogi brings love. Where there is evil, the yogi brings love. This is the way it is, a hero's task and one of consent, as you become the warrior that is not there to receive, but there to give, hold up, and protect with the means of the mother's love. The descent has been referred to as the kiss of the whore, the journey into the underworld, the act of meeting the mother's horrors to the very end. Jesus did it on the cross, Tilo did it in the whorehouse and crushing sesame seeds. The Prince Shakyamuni did it sitting under a tree. Shiva, with his glorious blue throat, did the same. The great yogis of every system honor the mother, and every system offers the same reward, the vibration of the mother's love. It is all good in the end. If it's not good, it's not the end. This is the description of the descent of the mother. The end is the opening the door to Rhea's room and receiving the vibration of the mother's love. And that, my friend, is good. Every moment up until the threshold is crossed is the hooks of Maya in the most extreme expression of the Vajra hell. The mother holds all, and all must be met with the yogi's loving attention. That is what it means to honor the mother, to love her to her very end, as Shiva reminds Kali, the yogi reminds the mother to love herself once again, opening the door deep within their beings to Rhea's room. The mother's love received the yogi turns loving attention to illuminating and holding up her creation. The understanding of Rime came to me from Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. He shared the understanding and the history of his lineage through Kempo Gangshar and Jamun Kongtrul of Sechin. Fundamentally, Rime came about as the means to battle spiritual chauvinism and sectarian bitterness. Those are my thoughts. I'm sure others have different, so of course we can agree to disagree. The great Vajra masters of the 1800s they came to correct this mistaken view, and that's, I have great appreciation for that. They instead of saying that one was better than the other, they decided to learn all four. And in learning all four, they see that, started to see that all have a piece of a larger whole, each piece informing the others, like two eyes in the head so that one can see. Now, that's one of the examples given. I don't know if that's the best, but there you are. And so on it goes. What I came to understand is that these four streams were what they did is they took them, I'm back on, and they made a new system. And this system, where they brought all of those together, was called the Rime lineage. This understanding grew within me, and it did. I wanted to start to understand and pointed to the common ground found with and beyond the four lineages in Tibet, the practice of honoring the Mother Goddess. This is the ground from which I have and continue to build the view of world or whole earth Rime. The view intact, the path or conduct is to love the Mother. Love her creation, enjoy her creation and all of its many glories, and the one most important thing that is integral in honoring the Mother is understanding her law, the law of consent. No need to take what is not offered, as the Great Mother will always give you all of the materials and nurturing to bring forth every beautiful quality you possess. There is no scarcity when honoring the Mother. Food, drink, love, intimacy, nurturing, filling what is empty and emptying what is full. As above, so below. As below, so above. Your human body is the full embodiment of the Great Mother creation. To love the body is to love the Mother. To care for yourself is to care for her. To honor the Mother is to love oneself and one's world for exactly what it is. A creation and embodiment, and one she is loved with, and one she is loved, she, the one is she. Forgive me, I'm reading my writing here. It gets a little tricky sometimes. Human being, there you are. I still am a human being, not a voice from behind. Oh, a machine. And one she is loved with your attention. The human body manifests its full potential. Honoring the Mother is honoring and valuing oneself. The Mother, in her health, will give her creation everything it needs to thrive. In the same way, we as spiritual warriors see and meet our needs as the Mother would meet the needs of her most beloved child. It is work, but not a hardship, to honor Mother Creation. The fruition of whole earth Rime is human community, laughter, and a safe, stable attachment to their body and their world. The reward of honoring the Mother in word and deed is underwhelming. The middle way is underwhelming. The Mother's law is the middle way. Following it leads to wholeness. The middle way is the Mother's way. The middle way is the Father's way. The middle way is the human way. The middle way is the world Rime way. The Ati view is the view that nests and holds all other views. This is the Great Mother. Her love meets and completes all laws, and her pulse resides under all of creation, the pulse of life. Humans are finely attuned vibrational beings. Their ground vibration is the Mother's love. A human not in the Mother's love is hurt, and so they are open to the neglect and, in turn, illness. A healthy human being holds and dances in the joy of resonances. All resonances nest within the Mother's love. Ati nests comfortably in the view of world Rime, as it rests comfortably nested in the Mother's love. Action or conduct in world Rime is quite direct. Honor the Great Mother's law and hold its resonance in your heart, no matter what you meet, good or bad. Meet it, don't become it. Hold the love, the resonance of the Mother and creation in your heart center and meet any and all neglect you come in contact with, bearing witness and meeting the need with loving kindness. When a child comes to their mother with an injury, the healthy mother does not turn the child away or rebuff them. The mother brings them close and asks them to look at their wound. She soothes the child and lets them know the pain is normal and nothing to be concerned about. The mother takes her child in and cares for them, gives them love as she cleans and dresses the child's wound. She holds and soothes the child's mental wounds until they are ready to get up and play again, safe in their world. This is an image of honoring the mother, acting as she would and working to directly and indirectly heal the wounds of her creation. Another image of honoring the mother is the yogic descent into the underworld, the kiss of the whore, the mother's curse, child drop returning to ocean mother. The mother holds within her all of creation awaiting illumination. The descent is the yogi hero's journey, meeting all of her darkest blood with the illumination of creative mind, allowing the refinement of resonance until the hero holds the flame of Hestia without effort. Flame of Hestia, Bodhicitta, Prajnaparamita, Chakra Samvara, Shakti, Bhakti. Let this be a Rosetta Stone for the word that all points at the same love, Kingdom of Heaven, Nous, God's love, Christ's nature, a few more names. Every system has a name and a means to point at this heart vibration, the fruition of the path of the Great Mother. The descent and return from the underworld with her greatest law at their command is the path of honoring the mother. The fruition is very direct. The vibration that meets and completes pays all karmic debts of the mother with ease at the hero's command, wielding Ati as a Mahasiddha, holding the field in the mother-grandmother love for the protection and joy of all those in your company. Bodhicitta, Tara's laugh, Aphrodite's bubbles of joy, the skeleton key of vibrations. In the realm of resonance and karmic debt, we find half waves seeking completion and wholeness by finding their other half. The mother's favorite law, her heart law, has the ability to meet and complete all other half vibrations, bringing wholeness and the return to the mother's love. True elegance in the payment of the debt as all is resolved in wholeness. With fruition, the yogi takes the hero's role as a protector of their community. There is a story of how an opposed culture learned and refined the martial practice of Kung Fu into the potency of Okinawan karate. The story tells of village protectors. These protectors were sent at a very young age to learn from a great sensei named Kushenku, a man who saw oppression and used his potency to make a change. The story states that he stayed and taught the working class peasants in secret. Further, when he returned to China in his old age, villages from all over the island would send him children to be trained in his system fully so that they might return to their villages to act as protectors and teachers, empowering each and every member of the community with the means to protect themselves and those around them. The fruition of World Rime in honoring the mother is that of hero protector. Gender is irrelevant in this conversation. The fruition is absolute for both, as it is the fruition of a human being. These beings become protectors of the mother, able to act without permission to address her needs and meet her cares, which means, as a human and a hero, to meet one's own needs and address all the cares that creation calls to our attention. View your life as a waking dream. Have compassion for those who view it as solid and real. Visualize yourself as a Vajra palace. To be meek is to be a yogi, hero with all of their needs and cares addressed. Meek as a mother wolf with all of her potent protection at her command, holds gentleness, love, and a caring, instructive environment for her pups. So, too, the hero, Yogi, holds the space in the vibration of the mother's love and the father's watchful eye. The father's watchful eye sees and addresses all dangers so that they are never a concern for those who are under the Yogi hero's protection. The fruition of World Rime is that of Yogi hero, who has honored the mother to her end and received the law that meets and completes all others, the vibration of Rhea and the realization of opening the door to her room. Opening the door to Rhea's room is the deepest act of the mother's descent, and in doing so, Typhoon is released and the rest naturally takes its course. The practice of World Rime is simple and direct. Three aspects come together as one in the practice of honoring the mother. The first is human will, the second is human attention, and the third is the human heart. These correspond with the three Taoist Dantians. As we develop our lower Dantian, we develop our will. The will to hold, endure, meet, surrender, without giving up. This is the realm of the mother's law, and the most potent law, her favorite law. As all laws, Naga Dragon resonances are hers, and endures all others. Next, we take that will, and learn to use it to focus the lamp of our attention, human attention, the great creative. Where we direct it is what we manifest in the completely fertile field of the mother's womb, reality, the realm of beauty. Thus the third, the heart, must bring the first two together, three into one, the unification of the triple city, the third aspect of body, mind, heart. When given human attention, resonates the vibration of the mother's love. If held with will, lights the heart of Hestia, the hearth of Hestia, the pure virgin vibration which holds, meets, and completes all other hearths, fulfilling all of the many Titans' tasks. Hestia's hearth, another name for bodhicitta, another name for that love. Will, attention, and the love of the mother together as one. This is the practice that has guided this lowly yogi through the realm of beauty and into the refuge of the great mother's love. And there is the view. I do hope you enjoy. Three into one, bubbles and done. I'll probably explain that one day. Lots of love for now. Bye.
Earth mother and friends, you cross our hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease may it never cease. Welcome joy and bliss in all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome Bodhi tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all your protectors, and we call you in. We welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.